This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. It's autumn, glorious autumn. After a long, hot summer, you know, summers have been feeling hotter and hotter. And I was thinking, well, it's just me. They feel, you know, it's just me. I'm just tired of summer heat. But no, summers have gotten hotter and hotter. But autumn has arrived, and daytime temperatures have dropped. And yay to daytime temperatures dropping. At our little homestead near the banks, the Ojolote morning lows have been in the 40s. I'm not making that up. And I know those morning lows, they'll fluctuate, you know, 40s to 50s. But soon, 30s, and maybe to a frosty morning. It's all wonderful. Our dog Burley agrees. He's a black lab mutt, and he too was very tired of summer, but now with these new temperatures, he thinks I should spend the morning throwing the ball. I know how he feels. I know how he feels. It's so wonderful. I mean, I have a hitch in my get-along nowadays, but, you know, I feel a spring in my step. So my mode of locomotion is odd-looking. But I get there, and hey, it's autumn, you know, and times have changed in the deserts. There's times of change in deserts, Sonora Desert, Chihuahuan Desert, in the desert scrub, in the grassland, in the woodland, up into the forest. Change is afoot. Grandmother Nature, you know, never disappoints with all these changes. Out near me, I think the turkey vultures are ready to depart. There are these large swirling groups in the sky. And when will I hear our first sandhill cranes overhead, arriving in the Sulphur Springs Valley of southeastern Arizona? Oh, and this is when I usually start shouting to you, we need to celebrate the Asteraceae, the fall blooming Asteraceae out in the, you know, along the highways, in the fields, in the woods, in the open forest. So I'll tell you that Ms. Mosquito and I took a brief excursion to Pine Forest and up to the headwaters of the Ojolote, and a favorite plant was blooming. It was everywhere. Of course it was everywhere. And it's a favorite plant. Doesn't matter. Up in this open pine forest, I call it by its genus name, Azuratina, scientific name, Azuratina. Species, might as well tell you that, Herbacea. But it got a cool common name, fragrant snake root. So this plant is common. I said that 5 times. 2 feet tall, leaves sort of remind me of brickle bush. 2 foot tall, topped with these clusters of white flowers. No petals, so white disc flowers. If you were to look it up, it would remind you that they have protruding stamens, which is sort of cool. So they're interesting looking white flowers. That common name, fragrant snake root. Well, you think these beautiful white flowers would be fragrant, but they don't get fragrant till they start to dry out. Is that neat? Pretty neat. And it's this wonderful, this mild, sweet odor, wild and mild, sweet odor. You know, I used to grow Azuratina herbacea. Back in the days, back in the olden days when it was called Eupatorium herbaceum. Anyway, so years ago. And I thought, man, it'd be fun to grow some. Just for Ms. Mosquito and me. Just for Ms. Mosquito and me. And I took some cuttings. And I'll grow some just for us. Just for Ms. Mosquito and me. To remind us of this wonderful day, this autumnal day in the hills near the headwaters of the Ojolote. It's autumn. And the borderlands are beautiful. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.